land. We just come here to run away from nobody. Nothing wrong with the other plans. I'm going to ask the first round here. I wouldn't mind going into the jungle, too. Okay, I choose to go into the jungle because going to the jungle and fight there, and because we can always, if we really want revolutionaries and want to fight for our freedom, we can always start again together. Okay, and if we go into the jungle and we see where we are going to have to make other plans, before we go, just like we're doing now, is make plans with Russia and find out what other ways out, instead of having one or two ways to do it, try to have more ways out, and go to Russia if we have to, and start all over again. Because we all be together there. No, we wouldn't. I don't think we would. I don't think we would. Well, I don't think it's wise to go. I think we should stand and fight. But if it comes to that, we should, go there. And if we're bothered any further, which we probably would be to commit, we just commit revolutionary suicide to keep from being tortured by others.
I choose going to the jungle with the bulldozer of that one. I mean, we have a real good chance to me going through the jungle. The bush is thick. They can't see us from the air. I can believe that. Going to the Soviet, I believe that will. If we get that far, we'll be able to have a chance to maybe be socialists in there and hope for the better.
Well, how you propose, would you be willing to help take care of the ones that
Sure. I mean, going through the bush, we can be able to go ahead and just pull people if we have to. Shoot, that's a wide type of road going through the bush.
But you do understand that we're going to run out of fuel, and we don't know how far this is going. How far the bush is related.
Yeah, that I mentioned. Yeah. Okay.
I'm for going into the jungle and trying to make it to the border. And some should get back and try to take care of some of our enemies for that. And the reason I'm not for staying here is because they know the location of this place, and with high-powered weapons, they can just zero in and just blow this place up. And in the jungle, we have a better chance because they don't know where we are.
Please answer the questions because I'm giving some strategy here with the Soviet Union.
I would have two options. The first option would be to go into the jungle. The next option would be to take asylum in another country that was had the same feeling that we have. Only one option would be to go into the jungle. I would take a chance on that. That's first and foremost.
How do you feel
I would be willing to do that, and I would be willing to take orders as they are given and follow them step by step and not take anything on my own to do.
And not leave anybody behind. You're willing not to see that no one is left behind.
I would be willing to take orders as they were given, not to leave anyone. If the order was given to see that senior citizens, I'm a senior citizen myself, but anyway, anyone that was handicapped and couldn't make it, or children, or whatever was given to me to do.
What if you had to give the order?
If I had to give the order, I would be willing to do that.
Okay. Okay.
I'm for going through the jungle because it's they have a better chance, I think, because there's no way of them finding us. And as far as revolutionary suicide, I'd rather fight and see their heads blow off instead of going to sleep.
What about some of the tribes?
I'm all for that. Well, it's. I think it's better than sitting here and getting blown away real quick or going to sleep.
All right,
that's up.
I'll eat leaves, man.
That's all right.
I'll find something.
Okay, the plan that I like least is revolutionary suicide, but if it came down to it, you know, I could do it. The best plan,
sure.
I don't necessarily like the plan,
sure,
of...
The referendum passed, the Constitution would virtually...
I don't necessarily like the plan of making a stand here. I think we have a better chance of, if not, even if there wasn't a country that we could get to, I think it'll be a better stand of making a stand in the jungle, because you have more protection than what we got right out here in the opening, around here. So, and I also like the idea of being able to necessarily go to one of the countries in Africa to fight, you know. But I would dig making a stand in the jungle, because you have more protection that way, I feel.
But afraid of the Indian racism and want the...
I'd rather go to the jungle too, because it's true, you can make a stand out there in the jungle, and it is food and things like that out there in the jungle. And if we went to Russia, sooner or later would be a nuclear war in Russia with in the United States. And we'd probably be killed there too. So I think we have a better chance of going to the jungle and try to make it in the jungle.
What'd you say now?
I think we have a better chance of going through the jungle and making it in the jungle.
A greater chance for what, sir?
Of trying, maybe surviving in the jungle.
Surviving for what, sir? People have been doing this. I'm not picking on you. I'm just I just happened to come back out of my strategy. You're surviving in the jungle, and you said we might have a better chance to survive. And survive for what, sir?
To carry on the revolution.
And what kind of revolution would we carry on in the jungle?
Revolution trying to build this country back up, if it is.
This country? Shit, we'll probably be in Brazil or Venezuela. It's 5,000 miles of jungle up there. We have to go anyway. We'll have to keep going, moving, learning from the Indians, trading with them, getting to be friends with them, share what we can, and stay away from our governments. What country are you going to build a revolution? You people got to get down to earth. You got, it's, I'm sorry, it's over. It's off, it's off.
You'll have to decide. People want to simplify things too much. You want to simplify, and life's not simple.
Well, at the conclusion of one day, we'll go ahead.
I think the next option would be is to seek asylum in Russia. And
you stir whatever you feel. Any medical person left, take a look at the place, like I told you, for the signs I told you to. Go ahead.
And if we could, if they would like this enough to Africa, we could fight for the liberation of Africa.
the people that wants to go to Africa and fight over there.
There'll only be all I'll accept is a crack troop to make a mark in USA, which was our homeland, which I never would have left if it hadn't been for my seniors and my children that I didn't want to see them made mincemeat of. So I have no intention of sending nobody, some to Africa and some here. There will only be a crack troop at best, if then. It will go back to USA, if then. You may have to depend upon the crack troop I've got back there. We have to be all together.
Dad, my option is...
Toline Douglas just had a stroke, you know, back there, and I said, well, I take care of it, and she's... That shows you a certain aspect. But you want to rest on this. You got to believe in it for revolutionary purposes because it is real, but she's all right now. But she was in terrible hell of shape, and I said, don't worry about it, she'll be okay. But we've got to think as if there was nothing but our hands and allow you ride in with dreams. Every time we hear dreams, pipe, yes, unfortunately, yes. Continue.
My option is to stay here and fight. Because I feel like if we go through the jungle, we're going to lose.
Here we go again. Somehow stay with us here. Go ahead.
We're going to lose our people either way it go.
We're going to lose what?
We're going to lose, you know, more people seem to me if we go through the jungle. By struggling all the way there, there are going to be people that can't take, you know, the pain, the pressure. Their medication they need, they're not going to have. It's not guaranteed that, you know, our fuel going to last. So I feel that we should just stay here and just, you know,
We got weapons and bows, and we can eat cattle, we can eat alligator tails and snakes.
Yeah.
Okay, if we make a stand here, we're
going to
lose
stupid.
After the first round.
After the first round.
And we've been
trying
out, we're
going to
win now.
Probably 2 weeks at the onset after we win the first war. Maybe more.
And then after then, we're going to have to make every preparation to see that nobody is left when they come. That means that people's going to have to be taken care of.
He says that means that everybody will die and people have to be taken care of. The jungle is... chance that some of you youth will survive. I may not. We who have seen you may not. And if I can't make it, I will see that nobody carries me. That's my feeling about it. That's the kind of revolutionary I am, and I think there's some others here. If I get sick and have a stroke, nobody will dare carry me because I will roll off the fucking stretcher and I will fight and drag and fight. And I won't breathe if necessary. I'll claw my own throat open when I'm no more value.
Another point.
Yes. I hope you understand that, and that's where you ought to be if you're a revolutionary. Oh, come on, folks, cut this out over here, will you please? Young people, cut this out. This sleep. One Regina. You have a pain? Okay. What's this? How many understood what I just said? You wouldn't drag my ass if I couldn't be of use. My mind's of any value? Okay, I'll use it. But I'm sure that my others, and that'd be a hell of a note. I'd probably have to stay alive a while, even paralyzed. Because some people refuse to put their mind in a position that I put mine in. But if you have a stroke, your mind can be affected too. And if you have a stroke like I was boarding on the other night, you can no longer can talk. If you can't write and talk, you're in trouble. I have to love you to take that chance, too, because that's one thing I never wanted. Anything but don't please. I said, oh, please, life, don't let me be paralyzed and unable to talk and of no use to anybody.
That's why when I asked you, the article's going to be totally revolved. I'm just going to be separate.
To do anything.
No,
I'm willing to give up my child too.
Oh, he said, will you kill your child?
Sure.
Why do you think it'd be important to kill your child? because I wouldn't want to leave her back here for the fascists to kill her. You know, torture her.
Okay, I think revolutionary suicide right here would be the answer. I don't think going into the jungle is the answer because there's too many people here that...
Are you making that appeal tomorrow? We got a temporary license renewed that could particularly protect our doctor and his function and the pharmacist. Or do we want to make a total demand for total license? I say that's death in a disorganized country right now. I believe in compromise where compromise can be. I care. You can't. The Soviet Union said we had to compromise. He said you were idealists like all of the Soviets were when we fought the revolution. Well, I understand the Soviet Union. They're the vanguard of liberators, and they have to compromise or there'll be a nuclear war to some degree. As long as they don't compromise Africa, I'll go along with that. We're up here, though, by God. Nobody's going to fight a nuclear war, in my opinion, over us. So we got a different kind of variables. We can be purists to some degree, like the Soviets were in the days of the revolution and the days of World War II when they fought with pitchforks. And I intend to do that as much as possible. However, I don't see a point making a big issue. The doctors are rising up, which a number of them are capitalists, and that's why we're not getting a license on a doctor. They're rising up, the medical profession, because it's the first time it ever happened. I think they meant to keep their word, but they're afraid to keep the word now. Because of the number of capitalist doctors say it's never been done before, why wasn't it done for us? Doctors are the last to go socialist, you know. And unfortunately, this country did not make all doctors immediately go socialist. So Cuba didn't either. But that's dangerous when you make... Now all doctors in socialist Cuba are on government stipend on a set wage. But not initially. And so you got a lot of capitalist doctor hangovers here. But you got so much fermentation, I don't know whether we want to make an issue saying giving him a pure license or we're going to have a white knight. We're going to have a death stand. I say tomorrow, that's my opinion, I'm having to make a lot of decisions up here. I don't like to make them because you are the people, you ought to make them. My opinion is we make a demand for an extended license, a license that can be extended, a temporary license that ought to last for at least 6 months. Shit, at the end of 6 months, is the goddamn nuclear war may come and the bombs drop and there won't be no more USA and then we won't have no more trouble up here because we'll be able to fight. We will be the strongest force alive. We're the seventh most... We're the seventh largest population center in the entire nation of Guyana. There's our country over there, Guyana. We're the seventh largest. In a nuclear war, we can take over the whole country because not only are we the seventh largest, we are 10 times more organized to be safe. 10 times more organized than anything else. Now, I don't think I'm being Pollyannish or dreaming at all. Stay awake for Christ's sake. You passive people, have you always had somebody to think for you? Yeah, that's true, Professor. You answered my own question. The fascists did, and we've always let them think, and we're carrying the same kind of dumb robot shit over into communism. Communism is supposed to emancipate you and make you a participant, and you're resting on your laurels and letting a communist now lead you where you used to let the goddamn fascist commercial and all that shit run you through TV. That's what some of you do. You don't get involved. And it's fucking dangerous. Go ahead.
I think revolutionary suicide right here would be the answer. I don't think going into the jungle is the answer because too many people, I don't think would make it. So I think if you know a few people would have to put to sleep, I think we all should go together. And I don't think that's the answer. And another thing, if we do revolutionary suicide right here, our faithful members that are in the States, I'm sure would take care of our enemies.
Thank you.
Well, I think we should make our demands be known.
Don't be intimidated. He does not necessarily disagree with you. He's trying to be, whatever. I'm not spoiled. Go ahead.
I think we should make our demands be known. And I would think we should try to stall for time to see if we could, you know, see if, agreement can be made. If not, then I think we should back off and, you know, just take our stand right here. Come again. I'd do it. I'd have to, because I wouldn't want to wouldn't want my child to fall in the hand of fascists. What was your question?
Yes, and it is. They did take them. They take them and raise them. You know, you're quite right. They put them in a situation where they'd be brought up and train them as little racist fascists. It's been done in Africa.
First of all, I'd like to I'd like us to make a threat of revolutionary suicide and make everybody that kind of
another 30 minutes of this shit.
Okay.
And we'll get up in the morning and start it again.
I'd like to make a threat of revolutionary suicide and tell...
If you make a threat, baby, you better be sure. As the old saying is, don't point a gun unless you mean to fire the fucker. If you make a threat, be sure it can be damn for real. Now there's something happened there. Hold the microphone, I can't piss. One day you guys are going to drop it and it's going to be hanging out.
Test. The reason I said threat, well, first of all, what I wanted to say is, I'll make
a... Go ahead. Something wrong with the PA. Something went off somewhere.
Why don't you go ahead and shout, Sharon, while we're waiting for the fucking...
I'll try. Okay. Okay, the reason I said threat of revolutionary suicide is what I was thinking.
Why don't you shout like you grunted when you got fucked one time? That's it, please. Don't hold these feminine positions.
The reason I said threat of revolutionary suicide was that,
I never been with you either, but you only get no idea, but surely to Christ, sometime or another, when you were involved in some kind of sexual shit, you made more noise than that. Come on.
The reason I said threat of revolution
suicide,
what my idea behind it was, that we would alert countries that maybe would try to...
Feel, I don't know about. Maybe embarrassed, yes, but I don't believe in feeling. I'm a cynic. Did you understand what I just passed over your head? I believe in my feelings. I believe in my character. I believe in my commitment and some people I've educated around me. I believe it's, if you force the Soviets and the Cubans, they don't know what happened there. It was almost back.
Revolutionary suicide out in the jungle didn't affect anybody, then I couldn't see just giving it up without a fight. And I would, and that's the reason I said threat of revolutionary suicide. And I think we should stay here and
not
fight.
Not just like, I love you all. Just be an advocate.
Okay, and I think we should stay here and fight, and that's why I said threat, because if that didn't work, then I feel we should fight for what we worked for. And I don't think, as we are right now, going out into the jungle would work. I think too many people...
Why wouldn't it work?
I don't think it would work.
Why?
Oh, okay. The reason I don't feel that it would work, okay, as we are right now, if we were going to all die together, I don't think everybody would make it.
Nobody ever always makes it.
Okay, but I don't think a large group of people would make it out in the jungle. I would rather just stay here and fight and die.
No, a large group of people are not going to make it here either.
Yeah, okay, and...
It's damn cinch. It's a damn cinch if you make certain demands and do certain things. We have already gone on hunger strike here. We've already, as far as they knew, all ceased from hunger. They know we've all quit work. 6 goddamn days, 7 days and 6 nights, we didn't have to work. So the next step, can anything be done with this mother? Or this father? They are, it's something off. The whole section of it is off. There's a wire loose and somebody touched it a while ago. There's a wire in there someplace, you guys, it gets on, off. I'm not an electrical person. Some wire in the back of that son of a bitch. What a night that is. What a night out there. Nobody, no walls for that whistle to come back. If you only saw that once, it was worth it. What a place to be here when you see the sun rises and the sunset. If you only saw it once, it was worth it. Right. Even the white nights, it made you look at yourself. You come out strong, tough. Sure, people are going to die. Life always has people to die. But if there's a few of our children that stay alive, then we should take strong looks. We should take strong looks.
My chance would be to stay here and die fighting here, and if we were losing,
I hear you. Because you start to fight, you're getting into the jungle is going to be difficult. You have to get in the jungle before you start to fight.
All right, my stand is to stay here and fight, and if I had to, I'd commit revolution suicide, and if my companion was to have a baby the same night, I would put it to sleep, and that's just be my stand.
Oh, well.
All right. Thank you, Dad.
I would be opposed to staying here because it could be a black on black situation, put a bad light on communism, as you said. I would prefer to take the chances going through the jungle, and then if we had a chance to make an exodus to another country, I'd prefer to go to the United States and bring justice to some of our enemies there.
Who? All of us go to the United States?
Well, it wouldn't be possible. The children, I would think, maybe could go to a safe country, but I would, as many
as... You negotiate here. You can't negotiate out in the jungle. There'd be no contact. You have to negotiate your children and your senior safety before you start in the jungle. Mm-hmm. Now, that's my opinion. I like your dialogue. I like for you to open up a new vesicle and going down here like rubber stamps. But I don't think you're going to negotiate once you get out in the jungle. The negotiation will have to take place. And there's danger of that negotiation. The way I did it before, I had to get on that radio and get Russia, and Angela Davis had him on here, and Angela Davis, while we were on the front line, I don't think she liked it necessarily, but she knew the system was going to come down in the U.S. She knew that all black people were going to get it. Her, Huey, a whole bunch of fuckers, Carlton Goodland, they all talk because a part of them knows that every black person is going to get it. And so while our people are on the front lines of the battle, we pipe their comments over to us. And everybody, the government heard us. Everybody in the world heard us. Russia heard us. Then Russia made the announcement to this government, we have our eyes on Jones groups. We're watching what you do with them. Don't harm them. And maybe they still have it. But I like to be cynical. Well, we got all those pluses going. I still like to be cynical. It's foolish to count on any kind of aces up one sleeve unless you're sure the ace is there.
I'd like to stay here and make a stand for the land that we've already have. And
the land we already have?
Yes. And if we can't...
Why fight for land we already have?
Well, I'd like to stay here...
Why fight for land we already have?
Well, because I figured that we have a lot of young children that would like to someday grow up in a free land. And we have some seniors that
I'm sure of that.
there are some seniors that have never seen any kind of freedom in their life until after they've gotten here. And if we can't achieve that, then we should all commit.
Sister Jeffrey said, and she's been through, I don't know how many white nights she's been through, been a long time here, and she said she'd have come here if there hadn't been no trouble. Nobody there fighting us, nothing, no trouble in the United States. She's still been here. So these seniors are not all just seeking peace. Hell, they had struggled all their life. All they wanted was purpose. I think most of these seniors came, what'd you come for, peace or purpose? I think a lot of you did. How many of you are still glad you came? Catch them. That's what you're supposed to do, is catch them. Anybody don't have their hand, catch them. Who did not put their hand up? Who didn't? Vinnie Thompson, stand up, please, and tell us why you didn't put your hand up. You had the wrong hand. She had no hand at all. Well, thank you, Vinnie. Keep her in constant protection, Sat. I'll tell you, some folk died on the way through the jungle. It would be a great, salvation to humanity. Go ahead.
Well, my first thought was,
knows what to do with them on the way.
My first thought was to, you know, going into the jungle, but like there is a lot of jungle out there, but there's a lot of people.